This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to our two, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, again, I've got so much content, I could do three shows right now, which would be to the equivalent of 3 hours. Easy. I want to just go back, shoot from the hip. This is live radio. Isn't it interesting, just yesterday, again, this is record-setting, the temperature in Minnesota. You ask somebody 70, 80 years old, they'll tell you they've never seen this before. Just 2 days ago, it was supposed to snow in a couple days. We've had less than 2 inches of snow. We should have about 3 to 5 feet of snow outside right now. No snow. You can see all the terrain. The kids are out ATVing, dirt biking. It's comfortable outside. Yesterday, I believe, it was in the 50s. Again, it was supposed to snow, and that's all you have to do is look up and look at the checkerboards on the sky. And what they're doing here in the state of Minnesota, friends, it doesn't take a genius to figure it out. They are, without a doubt, friends, creating a drought. That's exactly what they're doing. Remember, I'm telling you this. They're creating a drought. You can see the ponds drying up. You can see the little lakes, the levels going down, the shoreline's going down. You're seeing other areas where there's no more water, where there used to be water. The farmers are probably freaking out right now, but what's crazy about it is as they're watching TV, I wonder if they expect that the propagandists are going to tell them what's going on. No, they're not going to tell them they're creating the drought through geoengineering, which is common knowledge. They're not going to tell them they're spraying chemicals down, endangering you and your lives, and putting chemicals into the soil so when you harvest your crops, you at the end of the day eat it, and so do those that you sell it to. They're not going to tell you that. No, what they're doing is they're pushing for global warming right now. What I want you to see, look up online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, and go ahead and look at this image I have appended to the screen. In 73, 77, 77, and 79, they were telling the American people that the world was going to freeze over. They called it the Big Freeze. In 77, they said how to survive the coming ice age. Okay, this is what they've been doing for a long time. And then on the bottom, you'll see where they switched it in 79 to 87 from the Big Freeze to the heat is on, global warming. So they're just doing this at will because they want to create more tax to tax you to death, to enslave you and enslave your children. See, the power to tax Americans, just think about this. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. The power to tax is the power to destroy. And that's what's happening is the American people are working their fingers to the bone. And you have the federal and the state governments stealing that money away from our coffers, and they're reallocating that money as to where they want to go with it outside of the delegation coming from the people that they work for. They're just doing whatever they want to do with it. Well, this is another one. I just wanted to shoot from the hip and just tell you that this is all nonsense again. Because it is. Now, I want to, again, I could do 3 hours of radio right now just concerning all the topics. If you don't mind, I'd like to hit one more topic. Because For years, I have been warning people about Ron DeSantis. For years, I've been warning people about Kristi Noem. And who are they? They're selling these two to the American people as the freedom fighters. They're not. Now, why am I bringing that up? Because I just want you to see this, what I'm about ready to show you. It's a video. Some reason or another, Donald Trump is over in Israel showing allegiance to Israel. I want you to get this. Israel, Jacob was surnamed Israel. Israel are the people, Christians, us. We're Israel. Okay, what they've named Israel over in the Middle East is not the same one of the Bible. You can mark my words. It's the synagogue of Satan. Look at Netanyahu. Folks, are you kidding me? He was kicked out by the people during the pandemic because he was trying to force his people, which, by the way, three-quarters of them said, no, we're not taking the vaccine, which is a genocide. They seen it for what it was. Who was it coming from? It was coming from Netanyahu. In America, he's praised in the churches. I'm saying this all together. Ron DeSantis is over in Israel showing his allegiance. Kristi Noem is over in Israel showing her allegiance. What is she doing? Well, she was just recently found over there signing on to an unconstitutional hate crime bill to stop the criticism of Israel. Now, you got to stay with me before you jump the gun and think I'm out there on this topic because I didn't say this. I'm just putting this together for you so you can see it for yourself. Is this the same people? Is this not the same spirit that was behind the crucifixion of Jesus Christ? Was it? Yes, it was. Now, it's interesting that I'm having issues online during this topic. Folks, just for the record, Tim Brown just told me we lost feed. Why? Because of the topic in which I'm highlighting right now. Notice how this show is being monitored. Notice why this show is being monitored. Why is Greg Abbott from Texas showing his allegiance to Israel of the modern day? Let me ask you this, just to kind of go full circle so you can understand perfectly where I'm bringing this. They're all showing their allegiance to Israel. And this is the same Israel that is now talking and creating legislation to throw people into prison if they talk about Jesus. Is this the Israel that they're selling to the American church? Nope. Is this the Israel that they're selling to the American people? Not at all. See, this is why people need to pay attention to the lying media, because there's no truth in these devils. There isn't. Here, I want to play this for you, and I want you to hear this. This is in Israel right now. This is a news feed coming from the Forerunner 777. Check it out.
Knesset members Moshe Gafni and Yaakov Asher introduced legislation last week making it illegal to share in conversation or produce content online, in print, or by mail. Their explanation of the bill emphasizes a warning to stop Christians in particular. The punishment? 1 year in prison or 2 years for sharing with someone under the age of 18.
Jesus. So if you share with somebody in the name of Jesus under the age of 18 in Israel right now, they're trying to criminalize people for using the name of Jesus for a prison term of up to 1 to 2 years. I didn't say it. This is what's going on. This is the truth while the media is trying to get you to support them regardless of the truth. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty
Media.com. This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Well, hey, they can hear us. Tim, I got to go here. Folks, there is a prime example of what you see when somebody starts talking about Jesus on the radio or on television. They're pulling them. They're cutting them. Okay? You're seeing a lot of this today. I just brought up, and I'm going to reiterate it, and I will, all you bad guys, just listen carefully. I'll do the show Monday. I'll do the show Tuesday. Until this show is unloaded, I'll do it again, and I'll do it again, and I'll do it again. I'm glad you're seeing this. I'm glad you're hearing this, because we are dealing with this constantly on the back end. And I'm not going to go into this diatribe of censorship, but now you're seeing what I'm talking about in a big way, friends. In a big way. Because I brought up, I want you to understand what I'm... There, we're back up again for a second. It just popped up again. But what's interesting is I just played a video from Israel where they're trying to create legislation right now where if you talked about Jesus to anybody under the ages of 18 years old, you can go to prison for 1 year to 2 years. This is the same Israel that Kristi Noem, somehow or another, she became the governor or prime minister of Israel now, geographically, and she just signed on to an unconstitutional hate crime bill to stop the criticism of Israel. Well, that's interesting because Ron DeSantis goes there, signs on to hate crime legislation, and isn't it interesting, folks? It all aligns itself with the spirit of Antichrist. Well, they're trying to sell to us that they're all godly and they're the children of God, this, that, and the other thing. Isn't it interesting? They're trying to imprison people for talking about Jesus. And I'm talking about the said legislators. Does that concern you? It should. It absolutely should. What I'm going to do is I was going to highlight a couple other things here, and that was one of them. And I wanted to get over to the fact that there's some serious things going on across the boards concerning illegal immigration as well. And that is increasing. So is the assaults on our children coming from the sodomite community. And the crimes committed against our children, both from the sodomites and the illegals. And I'll just get to this show on Monday or Tuesday. That's what I'll do. In the meantime, I'm going to get over to the topic of the show. Forgive me. This is not my bad. This is not something that we are behind right now. But it's interesting, again, I just want to reiterate it one more time. We'll get to the main topic here. It's interesting that when I was showing the people the video from Israel where two said legislators were signing on to hate crime legislation, where if you invoke the name of Jesus and you're communicating this to somebody under 18 years old, you'll go to prison for 1 to 2 years. But in America, the mainstream media wants you to believe that these are the children of God. That's the same people, by the way. That's the same spirit that crucified Jesus when they said, we have no king but King Caesar. That's what's going on. Okay, again, so you know. It's interesting how this video keeps popping up just on the Rumble feed, folks, for you, where it's like literally 3-4 minutes behind right now, but now it's back up again. So let's go over to this. Let me go full circle back to some of the conversations I've had with some of these politicians. Does this have anything to do with you? It has everything in the world to do with you, especially if you're in the state of Minnesota, and especially if you're seeing your said legislators sitting on their hands when they should be standing up with a hammer and a gavel, willing to drop it upon the heads of the wicked, Isaiah 26, verse 9. When I was talking with Eric Lucero, he's a senator. On conversations that we've had, he talks about how he feels like these are the end times. He feels like this has all been brought about by God. No, just the opposite. He feels that somehow or another that there's nothing else that we can do but just buy some more time before judgment comes and the bad guys totally enslave us. Regardless if that's what he's saying verbally, that's what he is saying in fact. Another friend of mine, I like Eric Lucero. I don't think that he's got what it takes to make it happen. Let me say it this way. I believe he's got it, but he's not willing to use it. What we need, friends, are courageous men in office, good men in office. We don't need new laws. We need the old ones enforced. But let me say this. I believe it was on Monday we had another conversation with another representative, and having lunch with him, he had told me that I feel that we're just at the end of what the Lord said would happen. And I don't know if you've taken the time to read George Washington's farewell address. He also wrote something called The Son of the Republic, which is in the Congressional Record. I'm not saying it's scripture. I'm not saying that at all. We're not going to add to or take away. But I am saying the vision he declared that he had has been spot on. And it talked about the first war and a second war, and the third war would be the worst one. But he said at the end of the day, the Republic would never be destroyed. That's what he said. I didn't say the people. I said the Republic, because if you put it up against Isaiah 4:4, that's exactly what America you have coming, and it's coming, and we're seeing it rain down judgment right now. But when I hear these guys talk about, and I'm talking about just two guys, I've heard another representative out of southern Minnesota say something similarly. They're literally just taking the towel and they're throwing it in the ring. And they're just saying, we're doing the best that we can do to stop the flow of corruption. No, they're not. They're not doing it the right way. They're workers of iniquity. The Bible says, let those that name the name of Christ, 2 Timothy, it says, let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness. We're supposed to magnify the law, Isaiah 42:21, Psalm 40, verse 7, Hebrews 8:10, and Hebrews 10:7, and we're to establish the law through faith, Romans 3:31. And if you look at Christ, he didn't come to abrogate the law and the prophets, he came to fulfill, Matthew 5:17. That's not in their heart. And if you look at Scripture in Isaiah 8:20, what does it say? If they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, why? It's because there's no light in them. I didn't say that. You know a saved man by what he seeks to enforce, and that is the law unto judgment, which is the heart of God, right? Jeremiah 9:24. Yeah. Well, guess what? The Lord looks to the church to do his biddings by keeping his commandments unto judgment, by keeping his statutes. And if the church fails to do that, they have nobody to blame but themselves. Okay? Yesterday, while I was having this conversation, going back to Senator Lucero, I like the guy. Again, I just don't think he's got the courage that is needed for the people in the state of Minnesota. I think after yesterday's interview, I seen a different guy there than I've never seen before. Second of all, I think once the people start listening to that interview from yesterday, across the state that weren't there yesterday listening to it live are going to be quite disheartened. Because he was trying to pass off the responsibility on somebody else when, in fact, the people put him in office to be their representative to enforce the law against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Okay? Cool. So that said, yesterday before I had him on the show, I was thinking about this because I've been reading in the book of Jeremiah. Back and forth to the new and to the old to the new to the old, because the new is the fulfilling of the old. Law to grace, grace to the law. And as I was doing that, what kept going through me is, wait a second, if it was, listen to me, this is a word of encouragement to those that have ears to hear. If it was all over with, then why is the Lord sending a prophet? Bradley Dean, are you the prophet? I'm not saying none of that. I am saying that I'm holding to the words of the prophet. I am saying that there are people on the grassroots level that are being the prophets, standing in the place of the Word of God concerning the prophets and warning the people to repent. And when you see the prophets come on the scene, and I'm talking about the real ones, I'm not talking about these fake, fleshly, carnal reprobates prophesying from their own evil imaginations. The Lord rebukes them constantly. Read Jeremiah 23. Go to Deuteronomy 13 and 17, and you'll see the earmarks of a real prophet. A real prophet comes forward to tell the people as he points his finger at them to repent. Okay, that's what he does. He doesn't come in and tell them, oh, no, this is our new man, and, you know, Meg is going to come in, and he's appointed by God to bring victory. That is falsehood. That is unscriptural. Whenever you see somebody like that pointing to a man as the one to bring in their salvation, you better understand what you're dealing with. He is not the Savior. He is the one appointed to judge America. You can mark the Lord's words on this. Because, how do you know that? Well, because Scripture is very clear. In 1 Samuel 8, the Lord didn't want a king in the first place, and yet that's how people treat this devil. They treat him as a king. Put that up against Acts 12:22. I'll be right back in a moment, and we're going to continue this conversation. If you want to be encouraged, that's where we're going right now. Okay? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Prosecutor Nathan Wade has announced his resignation from Donald Trump's election interference case in Georgia. In a written statement, Wade cited his commitment to democracy and the urgency to expedite the case's progress as his reasons. A judge in Georgia ruled that Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis could continue overseeing the case if Wade was removed. President Biden visited Capitol Hill Friday, where he greeted the Irish Prime Minister at the White House.
And, you know, the friendship goes back centuries, but today is an important period, an important milestone. Nearly 100 years of diplomatic relations, Taoiseach, and every 100 years of Ireland and the United States.
Biden also urged the House to pass a comprehensive national security package. McDonald's is addressing a system failure that affected its restaurants worldwide. The company acknowledged a technology outage in a statement Friday, resulting in the closure of a number of locations. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness, folks. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. Folks, we were completely, our feed completely went down when we were sharing that information. In Israel, they're trying to outlaw the name of Jesus. They're trying to imprison people that have conversations about Jesus with somebody under 18 years old for 1 year to 2 years in prison. And the mainstream media is trying to get you to believe that they are all that and a bag of chips when it comes to identifying themselves with the Israel of old. Not even close. Not even close. Let's go forward here. With that, we're just going to keep going forward regardless of what is happening behind the scenes right now. What I was talking about during the last segment is, you know, if things were all over with, then why did they send a prophet? And then I started to identify the earmarks of a prophet, and I'm not talking about these lunatics that you're seeing online today that are completely left to themselves. There's no censorship. None. There's absolutely no censorship. Why? Because they're deceiving the people the same way the powers that are tolerated are leaving them to deceive the people. The only people that they're censoring and suppressing are those that are telling you the truth. And those prophets, they're not prophets, they're false prophets, they're self-appointed prophets. Hey, let me say this. When you have I've had people say, Bradley, will you go ahead and try to get so-and-so on your show? Let me do this, just so you understand. We're already in up to our necks in work over here at the ministry. If you want someone like that to come over and jump online with us, we would love to have them. We would love to have them and take them to task on Scripture. If you would like that, then please bring them over here, and we can show you if they're actually the real deal or they're not. They're either preaching against Antichrist by obeying the Lord, or they're preaching the very Spirit itself on the people. It's either the straight and narrow or it's the wide and the broad. Which one are they preaching? That's the easy one and the gloomy one. And when they're saying peace, peace, when there is no peace, you better look the other direction. And when they're pointing to a man as the Savior, you better watch out if it's not Christ Jesus. Especially today. I hear this all the time. Oh, you know, Donald Trump was appointed by God. No, he wasn't. If he was appointed by God, the only thing he was appointed by God for is judgment upon a wicked nation and a wicked people. And John Calvin is exactly right when he said it. So let's go on here. Going back to yesterday's show with Eric Lucero, I was talking to him, and before we had him on the show, I was thinking about some of the things that we've had conversations over, and I just kept hearing, you know, it's all over and there's nothing we can do and all this other stuff. And while I'm in the book of Jeremiah, I'm sitting here saying to myself, that was the case for Judah as well. But still, the Lord, during those times, sent in Jeremiah to stand in the gate of the Lord's house and to proclaim his word. Jeremiah 7:1. Wait a second. There's prophets on the scene right now warning America, which means that's the mercy of God, and extending more mercy to tell them to turn. Here, I'll get to that in a moment. See, how many times I have heard people give up on their own people and their own country is more than can be numbered. That's a fact. If it is not the professors in the church that are saying this is the end and that there's nothing that they can do, then it is the politicians acting out and parroting the same. Okay? Yet the reality of it is this is what you need to hear. Michael, especially, my friend from Texas. The reality is that the present position and state of America is the fruit of both who have left off their own duty and obligations before the Lord. Do you understand? Jeremiah, who is sent forth to the church gate and the king's gate, right? 7:1 and 17:19 of Jeremiah. He was sent forth to do what? Well, it tells us in Jeremiah 4:18, the way in thy doings have procured these things unto you. You have done these. This is the fallout of your dereliction of duty before me. This is, the Lord says, this is your wickedness. And because it is bitter, and because it reacheth unto thine heart. All of you oppressed ones, listen carefully. This is why you're oppressed. It's your doings that have procured these things unto you. It's your wickedness because it is bitter, because it reacheth unto your heart. Now, let me say this. If it were true what these professors and these politicians were saying was true, then the Lord wouldn't have sent the prophet if it was over with, if there was nothing you could do about it. Oh, my goodness, folks. I could take it to natural circumstance right now and show you that the powers that are tolerated, the small minority, they're scared to death that the 329.5 million people are going to figure out that they're being lied to. What are you talking about? By causing them and conveying the message over to you through deceptive measures in causing you to believe that that small minority is the majority when in fact you are. Just this last week, a whistleblower came forward for Boeing to tell the world that what Boeing is doing is making their airplanes more dangerous. Right? As a matter of fact, I got it right in front of me right now. This is just a side note to what we're talking about. but it's absolutely applicable to the topic. Boeing whistleblower John Baird found dead after testifying against company. Why? Because they're afraid the people are going to figure out what Boeing's doing. What does that tell you? It tells you that the small minority in the corporate and their fascist buddies are afraid that you're going to catch on to the truth of who they are and how they operate and where their power really lies. Why did they have to kill that whistleblower? Because they're scared of the people. It's the same thing they did with Christ, by the way, friends, just for the record. They always tried to catch him in his words. They couldn't do that. The Lord would give them no gainsay. They'd walk around with their, or walk away from the Lord with their tail between their legs. And before you knew it, what did they do? They had to go in and arrest Jesus at night while the people were absent. See, they had to do everything illegally. Because had the mob figured it out, they went to put up with that small minority of the dictators that were ruling over their lives. Did you catch that, Americans? I hope so. Because it's absolutely true. How are they controlling the lives of the people? All these agencies that they're creating. The corrupt judges. The corrupt system of injustice. The bureaucracies that they've created. If Americans would wake up to this, they could bring all of this to an end. Lawfully. Lawfully. Again, I desire reformation. But look at this. If it were true, what the politicians and the professors are saying, that it's all over with, we wouldn't have today to talk about it, would we? No. I mean, we still have the right to do what the law permits, and we still have the right to do the right thing, because we have the freedom to do the right thing today. What are you doing with that freedom? Okay? On top of all of this, and the point that I'm making, is if it was all over with, then why did the Lord send a prophet? In chapter 7 of Jeremiah, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord was what? Stand in the gate, the Lord's house, and proclaim there this word, and say, hear the word of the Lord, all of you that enter into these gates to worship the Lord. All of you profess Christians, okay? Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Isn't that interesting? The Lord's telling them to amend their ways according to the word of the Lord, to grow or to become better. Grow in grace. 2 Peter 3:18, by reformation or rectifying something wrong in manners or morals. What is the Lord doing? He's saying, okay, I want you to practice what you preach. I want you to hold to my word. I want you to return unto me. So when he said amend your ways, that's what he was saying. And he said, if you amend your ways, I will cause you to dwell in this place. But he said, what's the first thing he said? The first thing. Don't trust in lying words. It's all around you. For if you, individuals, thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, he said thoroughly, if you thoroughly, here it is again, execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, do that which is right, right, and fulfilling the law, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, according to God's law and justice. He said, if you oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, not to his, he said, then I will cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. Okay, so if the Lord promised us something, and his word is unchangeable, it's immutable, and God is not a man that he should lie. And the Lord said, if you do what I tell you to do by amending your ways, and this is what you need to do, what did the people do? They said, no, we don't have any hope. We're going to go on doing what we want to do. That's what the people said. That's why the book of Lamentations was written, friends, is because the people didn't listen to the prophet. That's why. Okay? I love this. I'm going to finish it on the other side. Again, I just want to let you know that if everything was over with, then why is the Lord sending the prophets? And by the way, if you want to catch those prophets, you're going to have to go into corners where they're at, because again, the mainstream media wants to censor them. They don't want you to hear the prophets. They want you to hear the false prophets. That's why we go to the mountain every day First Kings 18. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello everyone, this is documentary filmmaker Tom Dunn from ThroughTheBlack.com. If you are looking for a clear and logical take on what's going on in government and are tired of shows that are run by hidden agendas and lack of common sense, then check out Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Grandma just asked me on live chat if I, you know, if I have any hope concerning what, you know, the forecast of America is. Absolutely. Absolutely. You're always going to find hope when you feed on Christ. When you feed on the crucified one. You're always going to find hope. And it tells us in Hebrews 6, 19 through 20, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. That means fixed in direction. And I want to say this to Christians. Hope is found in the truth that's been bestowed upon you as to how you respond to it. Doing all that you can do and leaving the results up to God. But absolutely, if I did not have hope, there's no way I could get up. And I'm not telling you, folks, all day long. I mean, sometimes it's like riding a roller coaster. But when I'm in the Word, I'm as calm as can be. It's like when I'm in the Word, it's like I'm sitting there at a beach where the lake is calm and it looks like a mirror with not a ruffle in it. Yeah, it reminds me of Psalm 23. And it's usually when your faith is being tested by the times. Sometimes you look at the boisterous waves like Peter did, and then you begin to sink. Well, you get back in the Word again, and you're walking on top of that water, metaphorically speaking. But yes, absolutely. I also believe that we're going to get through to the other side of this, but we're not going to get to the other side of this without the recompense of heaven concerning the innocent blood that's been shed. And that's at the hands, again, of the people that have tolerated a federal government to commit the unthinkable. And now look at, hey folks, now look what they're doing. I mean, now they're openly making a prey of your kids and trying to legislate what they call legislation. It's a conjecture every step of the way. It conflicts. It stands antithetical to what the very things that they advocate for, because our laws condemn their crimes. But they're doing this in the day of light. I just showed you a video during the first hour of that congressman in Colorado saying they all voted to protect the pedophiles. That's why they have gone the direction that they have gone, because the people, again, have allowed this. Listen, when judgment comes, it's going to come down on the people. It's not going to come down on somebody else. It's going to come down on the people. You know what's interesting about this? Again, I'm going through, and I'm going to get back to my point here because I got one more segment left. It's interesting that when judgment falls, the people that are warned, the corrupt in the church, in the corrupting government, judgment fell upon all of them. And it fell upon the people that allowed the corrupt in the church, and it fell upon the corrupt in government, and those that allowed that government to operate in such a fashion. So, as we're all going to stand before the Lord on judgment day, all by ourselves, nobody's going to be there with us. We're either going to stand there in His righteousness or our own, and we know that Scripture tells us that our righteousness is as filthy rags. It stands for nothing. We're going to be damned, or we're going to be justified in Christ, depending upon whose righteousness you're in. But you're going to be there all by yourself to answer for what you did do and what you didn't do. My favorite president was John Adams, the second president. And there is a documentary that we watch probably four times a year. It's an educational documentary. And one of the things that Abigail, his wife, used to say to the children is, be good, act good, and be good. That's right. And they were Christian kids. And they were raised in such a fashion. And when you look at their lives and the fruit that they bore, it bore to just the way that they were raised, according to the Word of God. Proverbs 22, verse 6. And I was going to make a point with that. But I do want to get back to this point that I want to make before the end of the show here. Folks, it has been a long week. I want to say this too while it's on my mind. I'm going to get to the Masons. I have gone through this book how many times? I literally have the whole book almost rewritten concerning our forefathers and the Masons. And what I originally told you concerning our forefathers and what I'm going to share with you this week with David Barton from Wall Builders or not is exactly right. It's the revisionists have caused the people to drink the Kool-Aid of revising our forefathers into the current day definition of what we would call great men. It's laughable what I'm going to share with you. Here, let me say this. Is it true? Not a word. About how our forefathers were Masons and they were the ones that created this spiritualist Illuminati system of government? Not at all. Not true. Some of the pictures of George Washington with his garb on, the pictures don't even exist. It's a myth. Some of the parades that he allegedly showed up at, he was not even there. See, as John Adams, going back to him, it's interesting how there's nothing so false as modern day history, because it's all been revised. And the people know that it's being revised. Hey, folks, if I'm telling you in public school right now that the kids' science book and history book is being changed every 3 to 7 years, and we know this and we let it go, what is their history going to be in 20 years, in 30 years, in 40 years? Let's say 200 years. And there's not going to be a word of it that's true, right? That's what they've done with our forefathers. And yet again, if people would judge our forefathers by the fruit that they bore and see that 86% of people in this country profess to be Christians, I said profess to be Christians, that is the fruit of our forefathers that established this country. And it's not their fault that they're just mere professors. They're just acting out on fiend or false pretenses, acting as if there's something that they truly are not. And if they'd read the third commandment, the Lord said he's not going to hold them guiltless. So they're playing a game where they're sowing right now, and they're going to reap that harvest where the Lord's not going to be mocked. Galatians 6:7. Okay, so yes, I have hope. That was a long answer, wasn't it? Let's get back to this. If it was all over, then why did the Lord send a prophet? I want you to go back to Jeremiah 7 and read that when you get a moment, please. And there goes all of my followers. Oh, now they're coming back again. Okay, that's crazy. That's insane. Let's finish this off, and I'll append this article to the bottom in comments of the show today. But I want you to think of this. If it was all over, because men say this all the time, and giving themselves over to their enemies because they don't want to do anything about it. They give themselves over, they succumb to those that mean to enslave them, and then they have the audacity to blame God for not listening to the Lord. That's ridiculous. But I think of the preacher of righteousness, Noah, in 2 Peter 2:5, who warned all those people that scoffed and mocked at him to get in the ark, but they didn't want to listen. Then the rain came, and then now they weren't laughing, mocking, or scoffing any longer, right? If it was all over, then why did the Lord have Noah build the ark? I think of Moses and Joshua, who led the children of Israel into the promised land. That is, if the people took heed to their leadings. Read 1 Corinthians 10:1 through 5. I think of Abraham making intercession for those in Sodom and Gomorrah, and yet the Lord couldn't find one righteous, but yet Abraham was making intercession in hopes that they could, so the Lord judged what man didn't. I think of the prophets sent to preserve his people in the book of Judges, the major prophets such as Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Daniel, and the small prophets such as Amos and Jonah. I mean, just think of Nineveh. When everything was all said and done, it could have been all over for Nineveh, but here comes the Lord sending forth Jonah to tell them to repent. And isn't that the message that Jesus said to those that were asking for a sign from heaven? The only sign that you're going to be given is that of Jonah. What is the message? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I also think of the New Testament prophets such as Jesus, the John the Baptist, Agabus, and Peter, all bringing forth the same message of what? It's found in Acts 2:40. Forgive me. What does it say? Save yourselves from this untoward generation. Who gave that message? The prophets did. If the people took heed to the prophets, they saved themselves from the judgment of God. To those that didn't, succumb, and they fell into the very holes that they themselves have dug through inaction. I mean, I want you to think about this in the ending. How many countries in the past and in the present would the Lord have preserved if only they would have amended their ways before the Lord? But they failed to do it. So the message of the prophets is always very clear. Either accept the message, repent, and turn from your wicked ways in keeping his judgments and statutes, which is the fruit of repentance, or reject the message to your own demise. We still have time to do the right thing, folks. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in a day in 23.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.